Oh, gotcha.
I see all the truck guys. Yeah. We should have these guys come in first.
Yeah. But it is what it is. I got you another water here, bud.
Here, I'll just... Get yourself a little cookie. What's up, man? How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Cool.
So I guess we'll start off with you're here in the championship before after that big win in Mars, but just now that you had a couple of days to reflect upon it, how amazing is to be coming to a track that you've had success in multiple discipline levels to have a shot at this championship, knowing there's a lot at stake for you as a professional driver?
Yeah, I mean, obviously if you're able to add a championship to your resume, that goes a long way. So that's how I look at it. Phoenix is a great track for me, but at the end of the day, Martinsville is what got me here.
And knowing that you, of course, the championship will add value, knowing that you're trying to prove to the team that you're worthy to come back next year, do you think that'll be an added incentive to kind of let them know that you're here to stay?
Yeah, I mean, luckily they've kind of seen all the adversity thrown at us this year, and so being able to still fight on and never slow down, I think has proven a lot to them. And so it's really hard to get to the Final Four, and to be able to do that two times in a row is, I think, pretty special.
What would be key this time around to get the job done? Have you been able to look back at last year's race to see what you can polish?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm really new to this still. This is my second year of really full-time racing, and so I feel like I've just improved dramatically since last year. And so, I mean, it's going to be wild. It came down to that final restart last year, so you can't really predict anything. I feel like you honestly get in trouble when you kind of predict things. You're just gonna roll with the punches. I feel like I'm gonna go about it.
Saying just what makes what the West Coast racing scene stand out among other regions in the country, and just how important is it to you to have a chance to win a championship out on the West Coast?
Yeah, well, it's probably a little bit different for me compared to others. It's really special to me because one, I'm from Huntington Beach, California, and every time I come to the West Coast, literally all my family is out here, and that's pretty much the only time I really see them. So, I don't know. I grew up racing a couple hours from these racetracks, so it's definitely special.
Do you feel like your win last week was a statement victory and kind of like a turning point maybe in this season and in your career?
Yeah, I feel like I have more momentum than anybody. I feel like just momentum in this sport is huge. Just once you get one, they come so much easier. Winning is as contagious as losing is. So that's how I look at it, at least.
And you've turned laps in Xfinity and trucks successfully. What makes you so good at Phoenix specifically?
Yeah, I feel like these tracks that just are different than the others really just suit me right away. I don't know why. I feel like maybe just from all the different things I've raced, but Phoenix is definitely top three, if not my favorite racetracks.
So Zane, what exactly is your plan for next year?
Unfortunately, I don't know, and I'm really not too worried about it. I do have a team around me, and I told them not to tell me if what I have or things that have popped up since Martinsville. I'm putting 110% focus on this weekend because I know wins and championships fix everything.
So do you think it's going to be? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you really don't want to know if
yeah.
there's anything working behind the scenes. How come?
Just fuels my fire, really. I mean, I went at Martinsville. I've been since the beginning of the year not knowing what I'm going to be doing, and it's just something I always run into. It's when you don't have a sponsorship or when things aren't going exactly your way, it's really hard to stay living in this sport, and so wins and championships make that happen. So I don't know. It's hard to be in that situation I was in at Martinsville, but I mean, that's where all the emotion came from after the race. I was just so fired up.
Do you think there have been complaints that came to a head last week about, like, maybe rough driving, not enough respect on the track? Do you feel that's an issue in the series?
I mean, I just talked about that. I feel like always the ones that say or complain about how rough we are the ones that are the roughest. So, I mean, there's the veterans in the sport that like to pull that card of giving them respect because they're the veteran, but I don't know. I mean, kind of make room. There's new guys here.
Well, I'll expand on that a little bit because we heard that from Denny earlier today about in the Cup Series, you know, guys, the younger guys not giving the older guys or people that are maybe racing for a championship versus just racing for a win. Well, that just racing for that win actually could make your career, especially in a situation for you, that win could make your career.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there definitely needs to be a kind of a line there for the guys that are, especially in the Final Four or the playoffs in general. But, I mean, I feel like that honestly kind of comes naturally. I mean, yeah, obviously Martinsville is Martinsville. That's just its own breed, really. It's going to be aggressive. But yeah, I mean, we're all going to have our own sides. We're all whiners. We always find something to complain about.
How have you been able to keep your confidence? Because obviously this hasn't been the best of seasons for you, but how have you been able to keep that confidence, not get down yourself so that you can set yourself up to have a chance at a championship?
Yeah, I mean, people are amazed by that, just how I haven't let up. But at the end of the day, it's because this is my life. I don't have a family or I don't have something to fall back on. This is, you make it or you don't and you fail. And so starting every Monday, whether it's a horrible weekend or a really good weekend, your win is over and you focus forward to the next weekend. And so that's what I've done. In this case, I haven't been able to celebrate Martinsville, but I have a nice break after this weekend, so I'll have time for that then.
What's your career backup if this racing thing doesn't work out?
I don't have one. This is it right here. Not the smartest, but I feel like you're either all in or you're not.
So you can't go be an engineer. You can't go. I mean, we're gonna.
This is it. Yeah, I know it's probably not the smartest thing, but like I said, you're either all in or you're not.
Does that make you nervous at all?
No, I feel like that's what's honestly helped me cope with a lot of pressure and succeed under a lot of pressure is just because, I don't know, I want it more than anybody in NASCAR in general, honestly. I've poured everything I have into making it in this sport. I've had a lot of people around me pour so much into getting me to this level, so... I have a lot to do still.
Can you describe what you love most about racing here in Phoenix? You mentioned earlier about how much you love the West Coast and this track.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Phoenix Raceway is just such an awesome track, and the West Coast fans are just really cool. I don't know if I say that because I'm from the West Coast or what, but I don't know. I feel like this place just really suits me, and... it's always a lot of fun, whether it's practice laps or race laps.
After, you know, with the uncertainty you have going into the future, could you describe that exhilaration that you felt after being able to get that win at Martinsville?
Yeah, I mean, that's where, just like I said, all my aggression had came from, just from being in a must win, or you're not making it, and then you pull it off is where that all comes from. And so... if you don't have any emotion there, you're probably not doing what you love.
You mentioned that, you know, you haven't really been able to celebrate the Martinsville win because you have obviously a lot to look forward to this weekend. But knowing that you're able to have that win and you're in the championship four, do you feel at least a little bit more comfortable knowing that
I mean, you would think so, but I mean, all these team owners and all they care about is if you win or not. And so that's how I look at it. I mean, if I want to make it into sport, I don't have a money background, and so I'm gonna have to outperform them by double if I really want to make it in this sport. Yep. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
Swarm.
Everyone's always like, oh god.
I hear you.
What's up, Bob?
How's it going, Bob?
How are you?
Good, man.
What's the last week? It's been hard to celebrate the win because of what's ahead of you this week.
Yeah. I really didn't celebrate too much at all. I just had some family and a sponsor in town and friends, and then Noah actually won later that night, and we just had a fire at my place, and it was back to work on Monday, just focusing forward on Phoenix.
Has it felt like a week following a win, or?
I don't know. It'll sink in next week. I don't know. As soon as I won at Phoenix, as soon as I won at Martinsville, I was instantly focused on Phoenix, just because it's so hard to get here, and you have to have 110% focus into this weekend, and everything has to go your way to pull it off.
I mean, this is a pretty good track.
Yeah.
For you, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, this is.
I mean, you had a good run here last year, and mm-hmm. I don't know what your West races were like.
Yeah, I ran my first laps here was in an Xfinity car. I don't know if I finished fifth or something. I had a race. I don't know. I was really going a lot of the playoff guys at that time, a lot of room. But I ended up somewhere around there. But yeah, I mean, straight from the get go, my first laps here, I've always loved this place. It just the places that are different from others, it just really suit me right away. I feel like. Yeah, not that I know of. To be honest, I really don't care. I'm just have a 110% focus on tomorrow night, and I know wins and championships will fix everything.
Have you come down from last weekend at all, or are you still at an all-time high?
No, not an all-time high. I definitely have, like, momentum. I feel like a monkey's off my back, really. I just feel like... I have a great shot at this thing. I feel like, I mean, we are getting our momentum as late as possible. So, but I feel like once you win one, they come a lot easier, I feel like. So that's how I'm going about it. I'm just going to try to put the best race I possibly have ever put together tomorrow night.
When you come to Phoenix, there's a lot of variables. One of the biggest ones being the restarts here. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's a shorter race. Seems to be a lot of cautions here, especially at the end. How do you mentally prepare for maybe a green-white checkered or overtime?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's where maximizing pit road and everything that I can control comes in. I feel like I'm already pretty aggressive on restarts. And so hopefully you're closer towards the front, but I mean, I restarted, I think, like 11th last year and finished second. So, yeah, the restarts here are wild. But just being smart and knowing when to push it is probably the right answer to that.
Awesome. Good luck.
Thanks.
What do you feel like is different this time around compared to last year when you're in the championship four?
Just that I've done it. So this weekend brings a whole new level of pressure, just stuff to do. and it really... is easy to overwhelm you, and so going to this week, I really wanted to carry the win from Martinsville into into Friday night and just be as low-key as possible throughout the week and just relax and kind of, I don't know, treat it in between a championship race and just a normal race weekend and seeing where we end up.
How much did you need the win last weekend? How much, like, personally?
Oh, bad. That was a win or you're done right there.
What do you mean by that?
It's easy to get kicked out of the sport is really all I'm going to say. It's just it's a nasty sport. You have to win to stay in if you don't have financial backing really behind you.
So as much about the playoffs as it was just keeping a seat.
Yeah, I mean I'm here to prove myself. I know I could do it. Unfortunately, fans and not all team owners, but mostly important people that you have to impress, kind of, if they're following you, they're following you, and they know what's going on. And, I mean, we have had so many things just out of my control happen to me, and our races are pretty short, and it's so hard to go to the back once, sometimes even twice during a race, and so that's why you always hear all that stuff of, oh, this is only a second top five, but I mean, it's not off of speed. We've run up front every single weekend, but it's always a pit road penalty or something to put us to the back. So it was really cool to kind of control that race in Martinsville.
So there's been a lot of talk about respect or lack of respect, mm-hmm. or young drivers not showing any respect. Is it really a respect issue or is it an aggression issue? I mean, in your opinion, what are they trying to disseminate there?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a given when you go and race at Martinsville for the final spot. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's being pointed towards me. I know I led the final stage, really. And I mean, if you thought I was aggressive there, that was really nothing. But I mean, there's a difference between the veterans saying how they need respect, which, yes, you respect them, but no, in my opinion, I know I'm not a veteran, but no, that doesn't mean you lay over and, oh, they're a veteran, let them go. I mean, they don't pay for any of my racing, you know, it's not, they're not any different than the rest of them. So that's how I go about it. And I know they would do the same exact thing to me. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't see why you should drive through anyone. That's not racing, but yeah, I mean, we're truck racing. It's aggressive. It's aggressive blocks, pushing, everything. That's the truck series. Yeah.
Have you enjoyed Phoenix as a host city for the Championship 4 for the second year in a row?
It's really cool. It's been really special since I've made it to the Final Four two times in a row and had a lot of family out here, for 2 years in a row. So, I don't know, second last year, need to be one spot better.
That's true. How about, like, the city itself? Like, it's the overall atmosphere of being in the fifth largest city in the country.
Yeah, I mean, Phoenix is so awesome. I feel like it's one of the coolest venues I feel like we really go to, just with the view and how clean the racetrack is. And, and I feel like the racetrack brings awesome racing to watch. So I actually got to watch the Xfinity race last year from the grandstands. I thought they did an awesome job. I'm a big fan of Phoenix.
Is there anything they like to do in particular when you come here, whether it's like, I got to hit this restaurant up, or if there's something, I know you've only been here a couple of times, but there's something when you're like, man, I got to try and do this sometime when I'm here.
Yeah, so really Phoenix especially, but the West Coast in general, you never realize how fortunate you are for Mexican food until you move out to the East Coast. I feel like there's different types of Mexican food out here. And so I'm from Huntington Beach, California, and I know what good Mexican food is, and that is out here. So I always try to hit up some good Mexican.
It's Matt literally said the exact same quote. Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And when you
yeah.
come out here to Phoenix, nice out. I know it's kind of close to home, but it's not Huntington Beach, it's not California, but is it kind of special to be able to come here 2 years in a row? You're in the Championship Four, and you're not home, but you got the family over here, and it's at least on the West Coast.
Yeah, I mean, this is about as close as I'm going to get to home, so yeah, I mean, it's just so cool having all my family out here, and they get to kind of be a part of a championship run is how I look at it. So, yeah, it's definitely really cool. I'm definitely very lucky it's out on the West Coast.
And so you and Sheldon posted a tweet last March in the shutdown first half by doing goldfish racing.
Oh, yeah.
That up to him. He was like, no, we definitely haven't done that. But then he's like, okay, maybe we should start doing it again. So
yeah.
Is that in the plans potentially?
Yeah, I feel like that was when we were under 21. Now I feel like we aren't racing goldfish anymore. We're racing beer. So I feel like that was old me and Sheldon. Now we're whenever we're not racing, we're exhausted throughout the week with either running or cycling. So we like to enjoy a beer together.
Want to come in, Chris? You good? Okay.
I like the mask.
Yeah, right? He's festive this year.
Yeah, you're one of those that already buys the Christmas tree.
Hey, Halloween's a few days ago. Already.
Yeah.
Halloween's over.
Right on.
So, did you ever get a chance to come to Phoenix very often before, obviously, you were in the truck series?
Yeah, I came out here, honestly, just to kind of watch it. I forget what year it was, probably 2014 or some 2015, just to watch the Cup race. But yeah, I mean, I've always enjoyed coming out here. This is, like I said, is about as close as to home as it gets for me.
And last year it was like GMS galore in the championship four. This year it's you. Does that kind of change how you prepared this week, where you don't have any teammates who are going for the championship? It's just you.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case. I wish there were more Chevys in it to better their chances, but there's no doubt in my mind that I could pull this off for Chevrolet and all of GMS Racing. I definitely feel like we've shown the speed last year, so all we need to go do is go do it.
Any Mexican food restaurant in particular they like to hit up here or even back home?
No. Another one is In-N-Out. We always all look forward to In-N-Out. We already hit that up.
It's a West Coast staple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's great.
Do you get to stay at all a little bit after Friday? You're going to try to stick around a little bit?
Yeah. Probably regardless, I'm going to stay tomorrow night. And if I win it, probably the whole weekend.
Sounds good.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Okay, then, yeah, that answers that.
If you win, you will be here all weekend.
There's my PR guy for you.
All
right. Well, there we go.
I haven't gotten an email.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to ask you a tough question. So I think you stunned some people last week when you won and said you did a job for next year. So did anything change in 5 days?
No, not that I know of, and to be honest, I really don't care what is the case right now. I'm trying to go into tomorrow night with 110% focus on winning this whole deal. I came so close last year, and I know what I need to do to go win it.
Sponsorship this week, or I got a press release on that.
Yeah, so that came about before Martinsville, so that is something definitely positive for them. They definitely lucked out on that one. But yeah, we're definitely really lucky to have RTA and GigFast Internet on board. I got to go out to a convention with them a few weeks ago and sign some autographs, and they're really into it, which is really cool to see. New sponsor and how much they really love it. Yeah.
So what about this year? Last year, like you said, you came short. What do you have to do differently this year?
Be one spot better. I mean, I feel like that's the easy answer. There's so many variables that go into it on just how to easily win it, but it never happens easily. There's always adversity thrown at you. So luckily for me, a lot of adversity has been thrown at me this year. So I should be good at handling it.
What is training for yourself been like this past week? Watch video footage of last year's race or footage of what's led up to through the playoffs and all the elimination races this year?
Yeah, I mean, really just, I don't know. I mean, going into it just like we would any other weekend, just probably a little bit more pressure, which I feel like pressure doesn't really affect me a ton. I feel like I honestly do probably better under pressure. So, I don't know. I feel like this is a huge weekend to stand out and see what you're really made of.
Is it by pressure, you mean just the pressure of being one of the four, or the pressure of
Winning it? Trying
not
to
only
win.
That, but like John Hunter Nemechek, who's won, what, 5-6 races this year and probably would have won more had he not had some misfortune. And then here you are on an elimination race and you have to win to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the kind of pressure you're talking about? Or?
Well, it's just the pressure of you don't know when your last win's going to be or when this is going to be your last shot in the final four, so you want to make the most of it. So that's where the pressure comes from. The scary pressure is the Martinsville race that I had last week of being a must win and trying to control a race at Martinsville. So yeah, that's the different types of pressures.
Did you ever work on your cars? I mean, you talk about coming from nothing and, you know, people just assume you're a Silver Spoon kid, but you said you came from nothing. Did you work on your cars on the way up? Or?
So pretty much everything I've been in, I started on BMX bike when I was 3 years old. My dad runs a off-road race team, so I've always been kind of surrounded with that. but no, I've honestly came into it of the approach of I really don't see a huge gain of working on your race car and knowing what each part does. I feel like
I think people aren't looking at it like that. They're looking at it more from the perspective of work ethic, and rather than just be the pretty guy that shows up and truck.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Your hands dirty, and a lot of the veterans say, well, if these guys tricked, said it, crapped, and said if you had to work on your truck, you wouldn't beat the shit out of it.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
Do you
but
know what I got from that perspective?
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, no, nothing I've been in where I'm working on it. I've helped with teardowns and things like that, but no, I'm not going to lie to you and say I set the thing up. And honestly, most of the guys that have said that are probably lying to you, because I go about it of each person in the shop kind of has their job, and if you want to succeed the most, let them do it. You know, that's what they're hired for. My guy who does tires, for instance, if he's trying to tell me how to do my job, that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. So I'm not going to tell him how to do his. So that's how I go about it. But I always try to give my guys a helping hand. In the beginning of the year, we were down a guy. So I was helping clean parts, tear down trucks. Those first races are brutal where it's two Daytonas. And so anything I'd help with, I'm always there. But no, I don't think any of the drivers, whether it's a guy that has been claiming he works on it from the get-go, I don't think if you drive for an organization like GMS, they're going to even let you touch the thing, quite honestly.
How close were you to going to Ganassi before the whole deal blew up? Because your name was mentioned as, when Kurt left, that you were going to be that guy.
Yeah. Well, I was signed by them, and that's where that is. I was kind of a backup plan, I guess you could say, or the replacement. But I and I think everyone in NASCAR didn't really see them selling their race team, so I had a lot to look forward to next year, and now you kind of see where I'm at. So it's wild how things change.
Where are you at for right now? For 22?
If I'm being completely honest with you, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. And two, I don't know if I want to know. So I have a team around me that kind of communicates with people, and I told them I don't want to know. All I want to do is go win on Friday night, and hopefully that'll fix a lot of their problems.
Did you kind of get behind the eight ball because you thought you were going to Ganassi? Is that
You might be in this position now? That was definitely something in the contract of where I wasn't really allowed to sign with anybody or anything, and so I was locked up, and I'm not complaining about it by any means. I was super fortunate to be in that situation. I could only imagine being able to drive over there for them. But it is what it is. Things change.
When did you find out that things weren't going to transpire as you had expected?
I forgot the date of it. It was about the day they announced it.
Wow.
There's no bad blood there by any means. Those are really good people, but I think it sounded like it all happened really fast. And so I think I was racing throughout that weekend, and it was I want to say like a Monday or Tuesday where we were all together, and I got told about it. And there was no guarantee like, oh, hey, you're going to be in this. Like, it was hey, we're going to sign you, and it's we have your rights. So that's where it is.
You said you don't want to know. So, like, how hard is it to block those thoughts out when you're trying to focus on a championship like this?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that stuff fuels my fire, really. Yeah, I mean, it's not fun. Like, not knowing what you're going to do next year, but I feel like with anything, when you play mad, you play your best, so that's how I go about it.
That said, when you look at what last season was for you and what this season was for you, you end up in the same position, you're still in the final four, but it seemed like there was more momentum heading into last year's race. You end up finishing second. You get your first win of the season last week in a must-win situation. How does that help your perspective entering this weekend's race, and how do you get that one spot better?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I feel like this year I have more momentum. Just with last year, after Dover, I couldn't win. Like, I just couldn't put one together. And then with this year, it's like been so close, something happens, and then it's I win at Martinsville, the race before Phoenix. And so winning is as contagious as losing is. And so I hope that's the case tomorrow night.
How much pressure is there on you, knowing your status or not knowing your status, to have to go out and just, you know, go for all the marbles?
Yeah, there's a lot on my shoulders for sure. But I don't know. After tomorrow night, whether or not it'll be figured out. So all I'm just going to do is work my hardest, do everything I possibly can in my power, and see where the cards fall.
How much of a benefit is practice tomorrow for you, especially considering the momentum you feel like you've got out of Martinsville?
It's good, but I feel like regardless, GMS Racing is going to bring me a fast truck. But, yeah, it's going to be cool to fine-tune. I do wish there wasn't qualifying because I would be starting on the pole.
That's what everyone is.
Yeah. but luckily I do get the first pit stall selection, so that is a big gain for me. But yeah, man, it's going to take everything to win this thing.
What would it mean for you to not have a championship under your belt with this?
Everything. I mean, I may sound dumb saying this, but I mean, like, I'm good if I win it, you know, like I'm happy. I mean, I've poured everything I have into hopefully one day becoming a NASCAR champion. but it's so hard to get here, especially with the new playoff format. But I don't know, 2 for 2 in it. So just maybe one spot better this year.
Do you feel like you've proven your worth in this series? Obviously, you got the opportunity for Junior Motorsports a couple of years ago to drive that 8 car. And I feel like that was the year that you had kind of risen to the occasion in those starts, and then you go out, finish runner-up last year. You got the attention of Chip Ganassi Racing this summer. Do you feel like you've proven your worth yet?
Yeah, I mean, how I go about it is, I mean, if I didn't think I belong, I wouldn't be doing it. I'd be doing something else. So it's way too many sleepless nights and honestly way too much misery to go about it. Through the hard days to hopefully make it. So if I didn't think I'd make it, I wouldn't put myself through this.
Give me the timeline. When did you sign the contract? Because I had heard the rumor at Nashville.
I don't know. It was before that.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
It
was,
down to me.
I don't know. Probably, month before Daytona, or half a month before Daytona.
July Daytona? Or
no, the Daytona? Beginning, yeah.
So you knew when the season started.
Yeah.
Who's your agent?
Well, currently, I didn't have one then, but no, Rod Moskowitz is my, is my agent. But yeah,
was he then?
No. Well, as soon as I started talking to him, we had hired Pro Sport Management, and well, not hire them. I got signed by them, and we all became a team. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it hurts.
One last question. Your biggest advocate's probably standing or sitting somewhere behind me. I just saw him, Noah. And he is like, you know, like, sounds like he's your biggest fan. And the fact that the two of you went out last weekend and
yeah,
called your shot, I think that that's
yeah,
pretty mind-blowing. You know, you can say it all day long, but the two of you said it.
It's easy to what is it where you could say it, but it's so hard to do it. But yeah, that was a really special weekend. I think we'll always remember that one, just from the background of me and Noah. We grew up together, really, at the bowl ring, and we were both in the same situation, and we both won, and we're in. So man, I'm pulling for him on Saturday. He's really the main reason I'm staying on Saturday to watch him hopefully pull it off.
Well, it's kind of funny, though, because you guys are like polar opposites from the standpoint of you always say you came from nothing, and we know his background. And
yeah.
The two of you guys connect through racing is pretty special.
Yeah, we were we've been, teammates multiple times. So, yeah, I mean, Noah and his family have been really special people to my family and myself.
And you said, talked about growing up the bowl ring. Do you have any relationship at all with either Bush brother?
No, I don't. Well, since,
and that goes back to the whole thing about working on cars, because if they didn't work on their cars, Tom didn't let them race.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I know. I mean, the only relationship I have is Kyle Busch calling me a jackass after Pocono, and then
that's street cred, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was kind of cool. And then Kurt has been always there for me, really, especially
I
since the Ganassi deal.
Him, there's nothing he wouldn't do for
you. Yeah, so I don't know. I have a lot of respect for both of them. They're incredible race car drivers, and
it would be cool to have a jackass as champion.
Yeah, exactly. I got told that, and I thought that was pretty damn cool.
That'd be a cool headline. Jackass
wins
championship.
Here you go, Kyle.
I'd frame that.
Yeah. Cool. Right on.
All right. Thanks.